cleaned that spot twice. Why don't you just slow down?
I know mommy is only coming because daddy sent her here to snoop around in my business. But you know what, Pam? Martin and I are living together. I don't care who has a problem with it. Do you have
Gina,
a problem?
Gina, I heard you. I got a problem with it.
Pam, this is Martin's mother. She's coming to get me.
You and your gold-digging mother. Y'all trying to whip my son? Well, I ain't. You hear me, Jenny? Cause one apple head don't fall far from the damn tree.
Oh, Bam! Oh, she just jumped 10 trash cans. By now, I hope Martin got to the airport on time.
I don't know why you let your mother stress you out like this.
You're right. I'm a grown-up, right? I'm a grown woman.
Mm-hmm. Mother-in-law's in the house.
Mommy! Mommy!
Yes, my little schnooker-wooker.
I am so glad to see you. I missed you so much.
Oh, well, I miss you, too. Oh, you wasn't talking to me. My bad. Dad. Okay, well, I'll let you and your mama get reacquainted. I just go on back here and feed the billy goat. Come on, Gabby. I think I got a tin can in the kitchen. You want it?
Stupid. It's nice to see you again, Miss Waters.
Oh, you too, Pamela. Now, where shall I put my things?
No, you better put those things down. Give me those. Nah, we got you all set up in the bedroom, because that's where you're going to be sleeping with your sweet mother-in-law self. Look at you, huh? Let me stand back and get a look at you. Both of you together. Look at you. We are family.
Oh, thank you, Martin. Well, you certainly have fixed up the little love nest, shall we say?
Mommy, it's not like that.
Oh, who are you kidding? Child, please.
Miss Waters, I know you're used to the best, so we intend on making this just like Motel 6 for you, all right? You know I got a little junky joke for the mother-in-law.
Oh, thank you, Martin. You're such a gentleman.
Well, thank you. Hey, y'all. Hey. Miss Waters, this is my best friend, Reverend Tommy Strong.
What?
Yeah, this here is, don't be embarrassed, Rev. This is, Miss Waters. This Gina's mother.
Oh.
Uh-huh, and, you a reverend, ain't you, boy? What's the good word for today?
Talk about good word.
The good word? What should you bless on the...
Oh, good word. God bless you, man. Yeah. Let us pray. You know, it's so wonderful to be gathered here on this joyous occasion.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You don't hear me for the coming of Mrs. Waters.
Amen.
And I heard in a sermon from Jody C. to the Philistine, Brother Devontae say, lately,
amen.
He's been feeling,
amen. I said in the song,
amen.
Amen in the song.
Amen.
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 Okay, Reverend, don't you got a wedding to perform this evening? Yeah. Take your best man with you.
Pleasure to meet you, Mrs. Waters. God bless you. May the Lord watch between me and...
Stop,
you got to say the benediction.
So, what have you kids been doing with yourselves?
We just been cooling, you know. You know, just planning for the big wedding day, that's all.
Oh, well, you make sure you plan well, Martin. Yeah. Gina is our only baby, and we want the best for her.
Oh, Mommy, yeah. I already have the best.
Girl, I should slob you down right now. Shut
God, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I forgot your mother. Look, I got to go to work. So, Miss Waters, look, you make yourself comfortable, all right? All right, you here. Let me get a look at you. You're the mother-in-law. Baby, walk me to the door.
Okay, okay. Ma, get yourself something at the kitchen, okay?
Oh, man. How I'm doing?
Fine, Martin, fine. But why did you have to say Tommy was a preacher?
Brownie points, brownie points. I want her to go back, tell your father everything's cool with us, so I'll have to whoop his ass.
Stop talking about my father.
No, no, I'm saying he ain't here. Why you getting mad? Kiss. Brushes, okay. All right.
Miss Waters. Ah, the mother-in-law.
Gina, I have to confess, your father and I were worried about this moving in thing.
And
I feel silly. Martin has really matured. He's a wonderful man. He's got a preacher for a friend, and he's so nice to that Pam. Martin told me on the way over that she was raised by wolves.
All right, let's go, people. Yo, man. Hey, get off the phone. This ain't Dunkin' Donut. We got work to do. Let's go, man. Yeah. You know?
Martin, there's a young man here to see you.
Oh. Hey, what's up? What's happening, little brother?
What's up, Martin?
What's that?
His name is Marvin. He says he knows you. Martin, don't let him touch anything. We don't usually allow children on the set. Oh, yeah. He knows you.
What's up, little bro? Man, you got a set of ears on you. So what's up? What can I do for you?
I just wanted to meet you. You're my hero. Hey, you the man.
What? Well, all right. Well, thank you. What can I say? Well, Martin love the kids, you know. What you need, a T-shirt, autograph, what you want?
I was hoping you'd sign this for me.
Where'd you get this?
My mother.
Angie Johnson is your mother?
You took her to the senior prom 10 years ago. Mom said you had a really good time that night.
I remember. I had sprained my ankle on the dashboard because I had flipped you. I can't tell you that. You a little kid, ain't you? How old did you say you were?
10.
Give me a minute. 10, carry the one. No, couldn't be, man, couldn't be.
Hey, man, this ain't no Dunkin' Donuts. You got work to do. Thank you.
Come on over here for a sec. Sit down. When did you say your birthday was?
It's in March.
Okay, hold on now. The senior prom was in, June, right? So what you got, June, July, 9 months later is what, March.
What's up?
Oh, damn. I got to talk to you. Thank your mother. I'm gonna wait. So let me check on her, baby. Gina, I got to tell you something. Something happened to me today, baby. I know you don't like to be woke up. Just hold on. I didn't know it was gonna happen. Listen, baby, you gotta promise me you won't tell your mother about this, okay? I don't think our old wrinkled heart could take it, baby. Please, whatever, baby. I'm gonna be a man and come straight out and tell you, okay, what's going on in my life. Don't come up swinging, please. Gina, I got me a 10-year-old son. Oh, baby, no. I know, baby. Oh, baby, no. Oh,
goddamn. Gina, I swear to you, I didn't know until today.
Uh-huh, just sowing your little wild oats everywhere.
Look, Gina, you better tell your mother, all right? My oats may be wild, but they damn sure ain't little. You better let her know when I'm slaying.
Not now, Martin. Not now.
Gina, you are not ready to be some child's stepmother. You're still a child yourself. Now get your things, I'll start the car.
Mommy, please. Martin and I have to talk about this alone, okay?
What you need to do is just leave him alone.
Now I know why they threw Mama from the train.
Who's this boy's mother?
It's this girl named Angie, okay? I took her to the senior prom. One thing led to another. 10 years later, I got a son. Look, Gina, I'm just as surprised as you.
Did you talk to this Angie person about this?
Nah, I tried to call her on the phone, but, you know, she wasn't home. So I'm gonna go over there tomorrow night and talk to her.
Oh, no, no, no. If anybody goes over there tomorrow night, it's gonna be us. Us!
Look, Gina, I hope you ain't mad at me. It ain't like I'm,
no.
You know, I knew, oh, okay, I had babies.
Okay, no, no, Martin, it's not like that, okay? It just means there's gonna be a whole lot of changes for us.
Look, Gina, you know I love you. Don't nobody come before you, Gina. Okay, but I gotta stand up to my responsibility. I can't have no son out there without no father. I ain't going out like that, Gina.
All right, I understand, I really do. Let me go in there and deal with my mother. She's probably slicing up your drawers by now. Mommy, no!
That'd be $8, money grip. Oh, man, Mr. Jim, I've been coming here, man, for what, 20 years? Give a brother a discount.
Hey, boy, you better give me my $8, broke as I am, yeah. Here's your change, yeah. Oh, got my tip.
Watch it now. Don't mess with the gratuity.
You sure that boy you're talking about is yours? I mean, I hate to see you mess around here and get ganked.
Well, you better take care of them, because I takes care of all my kids. Ask their mamas.
Yeah, if you knew how many of them you had, all them bubble-head kids you got look like a dozen chocolate eggs walking down the street.
With noses, too.
Hey, there go my little man. Remember I told y'all about him? Yeah, this is my little boy, my little soldier. Everybody check him out.
What's up?
What's up, boy? Come on in here. Everybody, this is Marvin. Marvin, this is everybody, man. Come on up here. This here is Mr. Jim. This is where I get all my bad habits, man.
Hey, shut up, boy. Now, Marvin, now look here. Now, yeah, you can't be hanging around here unless I can give you a nickname. So, by the powers rested in me, I hereby name you Shorty Doo-Wop.
Shorty Doo-Wop. And Marvin, I'm Pretty Pearl, the boot black, world renowned for talking a whole lot of smickety smack.
What's up, Marvin? I'm Tommy.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Is that your barbershop name?
Oh, no, no, no. You got to have hair to have a nickname.
Yeah. Yeah, I got your smickety smack.
Now, Marvin, now, next time you come here, I'm going to give you a free haircut and a couple of Slim Jims, huh?
I love this barbershop.
Yeah. Come on, boy, get off out of here. You love the barbershop. You only been here a minute. Come on, get on out of here. I'm gonna take him on down to the, you know, probably shopping mall or something. Probably pick up a few things for my little boy. Yeah, look at him. He's just hollering. He's hollering like, God. He's a good kid. He's a good kid. That's my little boy. That's a, you know, what you call him? Shorty Doo-Wop?
Shorty Doo-Wop.
Oh, man. It's enough to make you proud.
Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all come on back soon, yeah? All right, now. Boy, I don't never say nothing bad about them. All them ears they got, they'll hear every damn thing.
This is great, Martin. Oh, give me love.
Oh, man. Hey, where you learn that from?
Ain't nothing. Watch this. Hey.
But look, watch this. I'm coming under. Yeah, yeah. Glad I am. Under.
Oh, boy. Man, I wonder why your mother never told me about you.
Because she's been busy raising me. Now it's your turn.
All right, okay. Well, I guess I got to handle my business. Look, I'm gonna make a few calls, check my messages, I'll be back, all right?
Okay.
Make yourself at home. All right, you cool?
Yeah.
You straight because you cool?
Yeah.
Or you cool because you straight?
I don't know.
I see you confused.
Hey, Marvin, get the door for me. What's up? It's you. My name Roscoe. And if you a burglar, opening up the door was a dumbass move.
I ain't no burglar. Marvin, Martin's son.
Well, how come I ain't never seen you around here before?
I've been with my mother and I just found Martin. Why you all up in my business?
What? I'm gonna tell you like this. Don't get dropped. Don't get dropped. Straight up. Bop. Don't get dropped. You know, all I'm trying to say is that you lucky you found your father. So don't ever lose touch with your father, because fathers, they important to a kid. You got any money?
Yeah, $6.
Well, look, Gina still owes me for the cookies that she ordered from me 2 years ago. So give me the money. That's I'm taking the money.
You ain't getting my money. Now get this stamping and cut the cone.
What? What? Well, you lucky I got a dice game to go to. Else I whoop you and your father's ass. Boy!
I'm not leaving, Martin. I look.
Hey, Gina.
Hey, honey.
How you doing, Miss Waters? Look. I was just about to go over and talk to Marvin and Angie. You want to roll with me?
Oh, yeah, to meet Angie, most definitely.
When are we leaving?
We...
Mommy?
We could be minding our business.
Hey, Martin, how you doing?
How you doing, Angie?
How you doing? How you doing? Hi. I'm Gina Waters, Martin's fiancé. And this is my mother. She got my back.
Hi, Ms. Waters.
Charmed.
Angie, I was just coming over to see you. I think we got a few things to talk about.
Yeah, come over here, boy. Come on.
You must be Marvin. Why don't y'all have a seat?
Marvin owes you an apology.
No. Marvin don't owe me no apology, Angie. I think you the one that owe me the apology. I mean, come on, you should have told me I had a son.
Martin!
I mean, come on. After all these years, you just gonna come around here and not even tell me I got children, people's babies? I mean, come on, you know you're lucky my mother don't drop you. You know what I'm saying?
Really, Angie, you should have told Martin he had a 10-year-old son.
First of all, Marvin is only 8 years old. And second of all, Marvin is not your son.
What?
Marvin's father is being transferred to Arizona because of his job. And see, Marvin here, he don't want to leave Detroit. And that's what that's all about.
Oh. Hold up. Hold up. You mean this ain't my son and I spent all my damn money on Shorty?
I'm sorry I lied to you, Martin. I just didn't want to go to Arizona.
I'm sorry I lied to you, Martin. I just didn't want to go to Arizona. How you gonna say I'm your hero and you lied to me? Being somebody's father is serious business, Marvin. I thought we were cool, huh? I thought we were crossing them. Bow, huh? Bow.
Go on, Marvin. Tell him why you did it.
Because I never wanted to be like Mike. I just wanted to be like Martin. Martin, can I keep my barbershop name?
Man, don't try to come at me with that little kid stuff. Martin, can't keep my barbershop name. Look, I don't know, Marvin. You lost some cool points with me, man. All right. It ain't like you know, kick me in the back of the head or nothing like that. I tell you what. You go to Arizona, you know, and I check up on you there, you know, give you a chance to earn it back, you know, so to speak. We keep in touch.
Come on here, boy. We're going to go home and deal with your real father. Come on.
Marvin, look, man, you know they be tripping in Arizona, right? And no matter what they tell you, Martin Luther King's birthday is a holiday. Stay home. You ain't got no more babies I should know about out there, do you?
No.
Gone.
I'm so proud of you. Stepping up and accepting responsibility. I'd like that in a future husband. Mm,
yeah. Martin, we only want what's right for Gina. And I was just looking out for her best interest, but I must admit, what you did was very commendable. I really saw another side of you.
Be nice.
Yeah. And I saw another side of you, too, when I climbed in that bed with you the other night. All right, I don't want to see it no more, though, okay? I don't want to see it.
Stop.
I don't want to... Okay, all right, well, you know I'm just messing with you, little jokey joke, you little sweet mother-in-law.
Oh, good night.
All right.
Good night, Schnookum.
Good night, Mommy.
I'm going to bed.
All right. You're going to be in there out here, all right? Because I don't want to get the mix-up. I got to ride one more time. Go on. baby, I gotta tell you, your mother, she's all right. She's cool. Yeah, but you're not gonna wind up looking like her in that gown when you get older, are you?
I don't get no complaints at home.
That's because he's hitting that Kavazi. Oh, baby.
Martin!
Not now. Oh.